Meteorologists say it's the hottest start to a summer on record in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Temperatures in some places have hit 120 degrees, and at least four people have died in Arizona. Crews fighting wildfires in all three states are having a harder time because of the weather. Iris Hermosillo is a meteorologist for ABC 15 in Phoenix, and she joins us now from her newsroom via Skype. Iris, welcome to you.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Sure, and look, it's always hot in Arizona in June, but this is sort of way beyond normal.
Yeah, this is unusually warm. We don't typically see temperatures this hot this early in the year, but yet here we are bracing for temperatures that are heating up to near 120. Yesterday, our hottest day so far of the year, we hit 118. That's the earliest we've ever been that hot. So very unusual temperatures. 118 was also a record-breaking temperature yesterday, topping the old record of 115 that stood from, 1968. That's when the old record was.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember on June 26th, 1990, it was the hottest day in recorded history in Arizona, which was 122 degrees. I was there. I was probably 9 years old, and I was playing a baseball game.
Oh.
And looking back, it seems kind of strange that we were even doing that. So, at what point these days does the city sort of shut down and stop operating?
You know what? It's dangerous temperatures. So we start heating up into the hundreds very early on in the day. So what we encourage people to is really to get outdoors early if they have to be outdoors. It's like a Midwest winter where you don't go outside because it's snowing, it's cold. It's kind of like that here, except that all of our windows are closed. You're doing your best to stay cool. You hope that the AC just keeps running. We've had a few power outages here this past weekend because of the heat. A lot of folks, trying to stay cool, and those ACs just, running, unfortunately.
Overtime, yeah.
Overtime, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, some of the people who died, there's been about four of them at last count, they were actually overcome while they were hiking or they were biking outdoors. So how quickly does it become dangerous for someone who's outside in the sun?
It doesn't take long at all. I mean, it could just be a matter of minutes a lot of times if you're hiking and doing strenuous activity. Cannot stress enough the importance of staying safe. Unfortunately, though, every single year, no matter how much we alert people to this dangerous heat coming, there are always stories like this, and it's very unfortunate. Like you said, four people died this weekend alone because they were either out of water or they were simply overcome by the heat. So I know our first responders were out and about this weekend trying to conduct a lot of these rescues. And as much as we stress it, you really should not be outside under these conditions.
Mm. Well, what else are people doing? I mean, at this time of year, it's very hard to be homeless. If you're elderly, it can be very dangerous. I hear there are efforts to get water out to elderly residents, maybe in more remote areas, or at least just to check on them to see if they're okay.
Absolutely. We stress that, even if you have friends and neighbors that you know are elderly who might need a little bit of assistance, check on them. Make sure that their AC is working just fine. Also, the Salvation Army has set up cooling stations around town in an attempt to help folks who are homeless, who need to find water. So those cooling stations will be open through the middle of the week, which is when our excessive heat warning will expire Wednesday evening. So in hopes of trying to keep everybody safe and cool. This is our version of, severe weather. We get storms and things like that, but these summer temperatures can be absolutely brutal, and we're all just crossing our fingers hoping for some monsoon rains sooner than later.
What do you do to stay cool?
So I went to the beach this past weekend. I did a little bit of an escape to try to get away from the heat. But when I'm here in town, like today, I will be sheltered inside my home with those blinds closed and a cold, ice cold drink. Just doing my best to stay cool.
Let me guess. You went to San Diego, which is a total retreat for Phoenix people.
It was a complete difference. But it was funny as we were driving back. I mean, in a matter of minutes, we went from the 90s to 105. Then we got Yuma and it was 120. I mean, you could just feel the heat as you were even driving down the highway, getting back into the valley.
All right. Iris Hermosillo, a meteorologist for ABC 15 in Phoenix. You can hear her in the newsroom there, trying to stay cool during this heat wave. Iris, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Robin, what can I say? I'm happy to be in Boston at times like this.
But no, you're not. I mean, you're from Arizona. Explain to us, what is it like when you have heat like this? You've hated when we sweat here. Right?
The worst thing is it's 5 a.m. in the morning. The sun is not even up, but the heat has been kind of held on in the concrete and the sidewalks and the buildings. It never cools down. And that's why it's so dangerous.
Right.
Because you can't cool down.
And your shoes melt.
And your shoes do melt.